This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu today said, India is moving together as a cohesive nation with diversity and plurality, and tendencies that stoke discord based upon perceived social hierarchies have to be rejected. In her address to the nation on the eve of Independence Day, the President said the spirit of inclusion pervades every aspect of the country's social life. She stressed that affirmative action must be strengthened as an instrument of inclusion. President Murmu highlighted that social justice is the top priority of the government. The President quoted architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, saying political democracy cannot last unless social democracy lies at its base. President Murmu stated that India has been among the fastest growing major economies with an average growth rate of 8% annually. She exuded pride that India has become the fifth largest economy in the world and is also poised to become one of the top three economies soon. The President attributed this to the hard work of farmers and workers and the far-sightedness of planners and wealth creators. President Murmu noted that this rapid but equitable progress has given India a higher stature in global affairs. She emphasized that after the successful completion of its G20 presidency, India has consolidated its role as the voice of the Global South. She further stated that India intends to use its influential position to expand the scope of world peace and prosperity. President Murmu noted that the government has reduced one more relic of the colonial era by adopting the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita from July this year. In her address, President Draupadi Murmu termed the general elections held this year as the largest electoral exercise humankind has ever witnessed. Noting that Vibhajan Vibhishika Smriti Divas is being observed today, President Murmu said this day recalls the horrors of partition. President Murmu noted that the nation is celebrating the 75th year of the Constitution. She said that remaining firm on the constitutional ideals of justice, equality, liberty and fraternity, the government is on a mission to enable India to reclaim its rightful position on the global stage. President Murmu highlighted that India has started celebrating the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. President Murmu also stressed on gender justice and climate justice. She expressed happiness that the government has given equal importance to women's welfare and women's empowerment. On climate change, the President observed that climate change has become a reality. President Murmu opined that the Amrit Kaal is going to be shaped by the youth of today. The President appreciated the dedication and hard work of Indian contingent at the recently concluded Paris Olympic Games. She said that Indian youngsters are making a mark on the world stage in every sphere of sports. The nation will celebrate its 78th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in celebrating the Independence Day from the historic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. The theme of this year's Independence Day is Viksit Bharat at 2047. Meanwhile, security has been strengthened in national capital in view of Independence Day to be celebrated tomorrow. Adequate security force, including local police and paramilitary forces, have been deployed in the city. President Draupadi Murmu has approved 103 gallantry awards to armed forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel on the eve of Independence Day. These are 4 Kirti Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 18 Shaurya Chakras, including 4 posthumous, and 1 Bar to Sena Medal gallantry. Among the gallantry awards are 63 Sena Medals gallantry, including 2 posthumous, 11 Nau Sena Medal gallantry, and 6 Vayu Sena Medals gallantry. The President has also approved 39 mention and dispatches, including posthumously to Army Dog Kent, for their significant contributions in different military operations. The President also approved President's Police Medal for Distinguished Services and Police Medal for Meritorious Service. And that is the end of this news bulletin.